What's going on? Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Cake here with Aaron Friedman, DFS Army Senior College Football Analyst. And we're going to go over Turkey Day's two-game slate for college football. How you doing, Aaron?
Good. I have to be honest, I'm more excited for NFL.
I'm with you. I'm pumped for college basketball tomorrow. We got that in our lives now. That's a nice slate. I think it's five games on FanDuel now and like 12 on DraftKings. They've changed it so many times. Who knows? But we're going to get – we got coverage for that. Razzle's on top of it here. Friedman might be doing some guest appearance breakdowns throughout the season here for college basketball as well.
Today's going to be the last day without sports for a good long while with
college basketball
NBA
here.
Back.
Yep, 100%. So we need to take advantage of that. And it's great. And say college basketball is going to be a huge my dog going off. There's going to be a huge advantage. There's no NBA, so there could be a lot of people are going to be playing college basketball that didn't do it in the past. So head on over to DFS Army. Use that promo code CashCake. Save yourself 20%. We have that. Everything's included. College football, college basketball, NFL. We got it all. So with that, if you haven't followed me on Twitch, hit that follow button. And if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button for me. Give me a thumbs up on this video and make sure we keep knocking these things out for free and we don't put them behind the paywall here. So let's just dive right into this and see what we got going on here. So two-game slate. Talk about some time difference here, man. First game starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time. We got Colorado State at Air Force, 54.5 over-under. Air Force favored by 5.5, but look at the difference. 2 p.m. and the next one will start till 7. So,
yeah,
you know, you're going to want to have to stick around for that late night here. So, what are we going to do? We're just going to do position by position. So, the New Mexico at Utah State, it's a 51.5 over under with New Mexico favored by 6.5. So, as we start with the quarterback position, Aaron, and we'll get there. Is this a slate where you want to throw in two quarterbacks? We always preach it. This is not a max slate, but it's a two-game slate. How would you approach this today?
It's not required, but I would still – in your primary builds, I'd probably still lean two quarterbacks.
Okay. It's – I think you probably do. It's, I don't know, man. It's a crazy two-gamer just looking
at
it. Like we're talking about a little bit, you know, is Hall going to play or is Tuioti, you know, going to play? He's 11K, man. I mean, if he did end up playing, I don't know. Who's your favorite quarterback on the slate in general?
For me, it's probably Hall, even though, or I should clarify and say whoever – gets that start. You may even want to – I don't hate the idea of leaving like 1,300 on the table, 1,500, and then
– have the money to go up to him so he's in the second game. Yeah, yeah. Or do you build around Tuioti and
– then do it the other
and
way.
And just go the other way too.
Yeah, whoever gets the start here's my favorite quarterback just because Utah State's the fourth worst team in total defensive yards allowed. They've been just giving everything up. I think they're averaging 35 points or so allowed to opponents per game. So to me, this is the best spot to target.
I agree. I mean, if we get some more clarification on it, I was looking around again. It's to find news in college football is lots of fun, you know. What was it a couple slates ago where we had a guy that was like, oh, all these guys are out, and the next thing you know, you see,
What in the Max, Sky Moore, Michigan, Western Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah, Western Michigan. Yeah, so yeah, Sky Moore, that was one, and then Central Michigan. You know, we thought.
Bay Dune
was going to be out, and they say he's going to be out, and all of a sudden the dude's out there catching passes. Luckily Canoe caught a touchdown, which salvaged, but I was like, what a dumpster fire. So anyways, we'll be digging into that, but it's just, you kind of have to take college football news with a grain of salt, and you can only go with what you think is the best, with some of these teams that's out there. So, anyways, yeah, I agree. I think that's the first guy you throw in there. But do you have any interest in these other quarterbacks as your QB2?
So O'Brien's cheap on both sites. He's like his last game. I mean, he hasn't been great on the season if you're looking at this game log, but, you know, Boise's probably the best team in the league, so – it's not like an exciting play, but he feels safe given that it should be, it's a competitive rivalry game.
Right.
They're like two schools in Colorado, so there's a decent rivalry. So,
yeah, Air Force plays the Academy there in Colorado Springs. Right. So, even though it's a service school, I mean, what, 7,300 on FanDuel. He's 6K on DraftKings. It does leave you some salary. So if we throw in, let's just say we'll throw in Hall in this and then throw in O'Brien down here in your super flex. And it leaves us about 8,600 average per player. Yeah, I mean, what is the implied team total on this Utah State team here? They got a 22.5 implied team total. I think you're right. These are probably the two best quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That you're going to play. You know, Air Force just runs the crap out of the ball. So can't be overly excited there. yeah, man. I mean,
and Daniels had a decent start for Air Force, but,
up 17 FanDuel points against Navy, San Jose State 10. Then again, he didn't hardly do anything. Boise didn't play, but then New Mexico put up 12 points. But I mean, you look, five pass attempts, 17-9. They're a running team. Service industry runs the ball. So your ceiling, unless he gets in a box twice, very limited ceiling in those guys.
Yeah, so, these are my. Two favorite, and when we get to receivers, there's a few solid options on Colorado State, so there's that, so
you
too.
You pair them up as well. Yeah, I agree. I think you just go here if you're making one lineup or a main one and roll on. Let's just move to the running backs, man. We got Brad Roberts up here at 10-5 for Air Force. Man, if you were able to know that he was going to play last slate, man, he was dirt cheap. He's like 3,600 on DraftKings. Yeah. And it's like, I was going back and forth through my teams, and then I put him in a few, and I'm like, why didn't I just load up on that dude? He absolutely crushed. If you had him, you probably had a good day. 28 for $177 and 3 tutties, man. At his price, you were just crying to the bank. Now look at him. He's 8,200 on DraftKings, 10-5 on FanDuel, man. What are you doing here for a running back, man? Who do you like?
I like Cole a lot in the same vein, just because he's he had the tough Air Force game, and New Mexico and Utah State are the two worst teams in the league. So I feel like if anything, the New Mexico skill players are priced down just because they were shut out last game.
I agree. I think that algorithm just counts way more towards recency bias, you know, itself in the games. And so having that as 2.9, I think it's actually helpful because guys will get off. That's a great point on Cole. And he's only 5,200 on DraftKings. Yeah. So
I loved Cole last week. He was like 6,700 on the Friday slate.
Yeah.
An interesting I don't know. I feel like the totals are just so low, given that I'm probably going to bet on the New Mexico-Utah State total. I mean, like 52 points for – what is it? They're all playing on short rest. Air Force is playing – I want to say they're in the middle of three games in 15 days. Like Saturday, Thursday – maybe another Thursday next week.
Right.
So I don't know.
So do we want to load up then on some of these New Mexico guys because of how bad that Utah State defense is?
That's what I'm leaning towards.
Gotcha. I mean, it makes sense. That's a great price on him. So do you want any of Roberts? Do we want any of Jalen Warren up here? Jalen Warren's 9,400 for Utah State. He's 7.3 on DraftKings. Any interest there at all at these two guys at the top?
Warren's interesting. He's my favorite play on Utah State just because they've been – we were talking offline about how Shelley left the team, or he was kicked off the team.
Right.
And Hopkins – or not Hopkins – Tompkins, their best receiver, he entered the portal, so he's done. So if you see like a punt guy, Devin Tompkins, who has decent points per game, don't play him.
Don't play him, right?
Because he left the portal, or yeah. He left the team and entered the portal.
The transfer portal, yeah.
And so Warren's basically their only – respectable. I'm trying to look at the Utah State receivers real quick. I know we're not there yet, but Warren's like the only player on PFF who like grades out well,
right,
on the team. So,
well, I guess your thing, would you rather run Roberts for 1100 more on FanDuel, or would you just play Warren? I mean, I guess that's a decision for your RB2. Or is there somebody else in this room that's lower range that you're looking at? We're at like, again, we have about 8,800 here average on FanDuel to build a running back and three wide receivers. So I don't think salary will be an issue if we spend up here. I mean, is there any other guys down in the cheaper range that we want that we even look at?
Vivens is kind of interesting. He's like they've been using him a lot as running back. He's like a converted receiver running back. Because earlier on in the season, he was whenever we had a short slate and Colorado State was on, I loved playing him because he was in the low sixes as a receiver. But those days are over. He's interesting at 7,400. Again, I don't know how much salary savings you need here.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I was looking. He's 5,600 on DraftKings, and Bobby Cole's 5,200. So I think that's an easy decision there to play Cole over Vivian's here. And then, on, like you said, on FanDuel, Cole's priced probably more appropriately where he's over Vivian's, but it's still probably too cheap for this slate. I think for me, I would probably look at trying to get one of these top two guys in and spin down a wide receiver. But, yeah, I'm with you. If you're wanting to spend up a wide receiver, like, I guess you can go down here at Vivian's, but it's kind of a dumpster fire. It gets two-game slate. I think the top three guys are probably what you're looking at. But I'm with you. I think I would look at getting Cole in, and I think people will look at that last game and might get scared off a little bit. So let's just plug in Roberts here, just to see what we got left. We got 8,200 left for three wide receivers on average on FanDuel. So, like you said, I don't think salary is such an issue.
Yeah, this is probably the cash start right here.
Right here, and then we get to wide receiver. I mean, we talked about it right here. We talked a little bit about the Colorado State guys. You know, Trey McBride, Dante Wright. What do we like here? At wide receiver, who's your top dog that you're a must play in cash games or single entry that you have to have here on both sides?
For me, one receiver I'd pick right, just especially considering targets and DraftKings. He had like he's the only one.
And let's specify this real quick. He's 6,300 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
And McBride's 8,700. You're getting a massive 2.4K discount for Dante Wright over on DraftKings. On FanDuel, it's closer. McBride's 9,500 and Wright is 9,100. They're only 400 apart, but I'm with you. Wright on DraftKings, I like him way more there on DraftKings. But are you still feel the same over on FanDuel that you still want more Wright than McBride?
I don't even hate double stacking them. I mean, and that's one of the reasons why I like O'Brien a lot. Because so they're
throw these guys in. We got 6K left for FanDuel. If we double stack them, throw them both in here and be like, let's go. And you got 6K left for your number three wide receiver. If you double stacked it.
And I think there's a few at that point, you're just some of the, I'd probably pick, you know, Utah State guy with Tompkins out. Everyone's probably underpriced relative to what they can do. Not saying they're great plays, but
so like around Justin McGriff or Jordan Nathan or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty ugly down here.
Patterson, he's caught a pass in every game. The tight end for Air Force. Yeah, Kyle Patterson.
5,300. Yep, 2 for 34 yards last game, 3 for 38 the game for that. So if he gets a tutty, man, you're looking real good. And you could still double stack the Colorado State expensive guys and then throw up Patterson in here. No problem. He'd fit perfect in that build. I don't think there's a lot of guys that on this slate, except for DraftKings, Dante Wright, 6,300. I think that's about a lock button as it gets at that price. But Jordan Kress, 8,200 on FanDuel. Brandon Lewis, 7,500 on FanDuel. Any of those guys interest you at all? Kress is 5,700 on DraftKings, by the way, you know, so 600 more, you get Dante Wright.
I liked Logan Green a lot last week. I'm seeing,
he's 6,500.
Kress has between, he has one game with 5 targets and 1 with 7 and 2 with 8. Logan Green, he's 6,500. He had 5 targets last week, but 10 and 13 the week before. So he's another guy in that same lower price vein that with them being shut out last week versus Air Force, he's priced down relative to his ceiling.
Yeah. I mean,
so I like him for the 1,700 in savings off of Kress.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's just too bad we couldn't play Logan Green and then double stack the CSU guys. Now, you could do this, maybe get off Roberts, and then on running back go down to Jalen Warren.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fine way to build it as well. I think there's multiple ways to go. I think your clear-cut plays are so clear-cut where I think you're playing a strong core of 4 or 5 guys, and then you're just – rotating through guys one at a time, and hopefully one of those guys is in the nuts. I mean, if it seems like a pretty clear-cut build for a 2-gamer.
Yeah. In some ways, it's good. There's a very clear-cut nature to this slate.
Yeah, for a 2-gamer, man, like I said, I think we're more excited about a little NFL on Turkey Day, man. It's definitely one of the best slates of the year where you can watch each game and enjoy it with friends around. And again, it's a fantastic slate to play. They got great tournaments out there. But if you want to get in a little bit of college football here, I think there's no reason you can't play both, right?
Yeah.
So with that, I think we're going to call it a day here with a little two-gamer for Thursday. I think tomorrow we'll drop back in and do Friday slate. We got a great what is it, a 10 gamer on Friday?
I think nine.
Nine. It's a big Friday slate, man. It's like enjoy some NFL on Thursday and then really get in here and pound some college football. We'll have cheat sheets up. We'll have projections in the domination station for Friday slate since it's a big slate. We'll have it for this slate as well. We won't have projections, but we'll have just watch again, build around this video and you should be able to dominate. If anyone is playing, maybe they're hungover and not paying attention. Sometimes in Turkey Day, you know, family pulls you to the side and you can't make pivots. But again, head on over. College basketball tomorrow. I can't stress that enough. I think it's going to be fantastic. Hopefully we have enough games to play a slate unless they keep dropping like flies because of COVID. It should be an interesting time. But for Aaron, this is Craig, and we will see you on the flip side. Deuces.